It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. I am excited to have you on the podcast, and it's really, this week is going to be about stepping away a little bit from what we typically cover, and it's really bare bones. And by bare bones, I'm just going to mention the top three investment opportunities I'm working on right now. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on them, to be honest with you. And that's not because I'm trying to hide anything from you. That's definitely not the case. But what I'm going to be sharing with you is just the highlights as to these projects, why they're in my top three, and why I'm getting involved in them. And I recommend that other investors, especially my current investment partners, obviously, as well as other investors that have been with me for a while at least, get involved in them too. Because look, the writing's on the wall here, and you don't need to be a PhD in anything related to economics. You don't need to have 100 years of experience in real estate, nor do you need to be a genius when it comes to predicting numbers, because bottom line is the demand for apartment properties from tenants, prospective tenants, from investors wanting to own them is going to continue to grow and grow and grow. Okay. And so you don't really hear much about this now because what's the hot topic of the day right now? That's right, the stock market. You know, another record high here, record high there. Earnings are, companies, at least on paper and on the surface, are doing fantastic. And where do most people have their money invested? Because it's easier, simpler to follow, and all of that, of course, it's stock market. So you don't hear much about real estate, especially when it comes to apartments. And that's actually a good thing because you want to be ahead of the crowd, the herd, as one of my mentors calls them, of people then just jumping in and getting in just because. You want to be in front of that. And now is the opportunity to be in front of that because most people don't know what we know right now. People that spend their careers doing this, maybe in the private equity world, maybe in the real estate investment trust world. I mean, some of these folks, they get it. And every once in a while, it'll be an article like in maybe Wall Street Journal, Investors Business Daily, maybe even a magazine, like maybe Time, Newsweek, something like that, where there will be people talking about this. But again, it gets drowned out because of the stock market. So even though most people, and by the way, you know, Mark Twain, paraphrasing Mark Twain, you know, you do what most people do. Most people are wrong, so don't do what most people do. Because if you do, you're an idiot if you do what most people do. That's not what Mark Twain said, but it's pretty much it. This is behind the scenes. And so you have an opportunity to really get involved in owning some apartments, whether it's with me or somewhere else. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm just telling you that whether it's in Iowa, whether it's in Oregon, whether it's in North Carolina, whether it's in Florida, whether it's in Minnesota, Montana, it doesn't matter. The demand is there and will continue to be there. And it will grow and grow and grow. So why in the heck would you not want to take advantage of it? Okay, so enough. I get off my soapbox. I'm down now. Enough of that. So let me talk to you about my top three investment projects I'm working on right now. And by the way, you have an opportunity to be involved in these as well. There are some qualifications that need to be met. And if you contact me about these. We'll let you know what those qualifications are. Some of them have all of them have certain qualifications that need to be met. But I don't want to take up 35 minutes of the podcast to go over qualifications. We'll do that if you let me know you're interested. We'll send that information to you once we send the information over to you. If it's something you at least want to check out and see what we're doing, and heck, who knows, possibly entertaining being involved with us and the hundreds of our other investment partners as well. Okay, enough talk. First one. I have a 24-unit property, 24 units. It is two 12-unit buildings that are side by side. All of the units are two-bedroom units. Property's in a good location. It's been well-managed, average maintenance. In other words, we can do better with the management maintenance part of it. I've sold or been involved in buildings in the area. We currently own a 32-unit project about a block and a half away, and we own approximately 260 units in this area of the city. So we know this area well, which is why I jumped on this as soon as the opportunity came available. The punchline to this, though, is this is a property that just 5-6 years ago appraised for $920,000. We're going to be picking it up for $795,000. And it's not because it's in foreclosure. It's not because it's in dire straits condition-wise. It's not because it's fallen down. It's because the owner is not doing what's necessary in order to make sure that he is educated on what the value needs to be, number one. Number two, what to do with the property to enhance and make sure that value continues to increase. Okay. And by the way, a lot of times people say, well, Darren, why would somebody let a property go for less than what it's worth? And by the way, the answer is most of them either don't know it's worth that because they're distracted, they're busy with other things, they own an apartment property and they've got 20 other balls up in the air, or they know it, but they just don't want to spend the time, effort, and energy to get it to that point because it's probably doing just fine right now. Okay. Happens more than you think. So opportunity number one is really getting into a $920,000 property for $795,000. So we know we're making money up front. And the other buildings that we have appraised by a third party for over $40,000 a unit. So we're easily picking up $7,000 a unit with these. You do the math, 7 times 24, you do the math, and that gives you an idea where this can realistically be without us really doing much yet in terms of working on the income stream, making sure we got the right tenants in there, and really doing a good job of asset management. So you can just kind of see why this is the kind of project that I really love. Right? When these opportunities come up, I'm on them as fast as I possibly can. So that's opportunity number one, the 24 unit. Opportunity number two, actually, oddly enough, is another 24 unit property. So we've got two 24 unit properties we're talking about. These are separate properties. We're not buying them together or investing in them together, I guess, even though we probably could. This is another 24 unit property. This one consists of one building, 12 one-bedroom units, 12 two-bedroom units. And like the first property, you've got a property that has not come close to reaching its investment potential because the ownership and past management have done a poor job of making sure that's the case. Keep something in mind, guys. And this is about property management. And I'm not knocking property managers. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm just going to say what most property management companies do. Most property management companies are in the business of babysitting the property and getting through the day. They're not in the business of increasing the value of an apartment property. That's not what they do. If you look at a property management contract, it's not going to say anywhere something to the effect of, Management company will do what's necessary to keep increasing rents, reducing expenses, and making sure the property continues to increase in value and appreciate. You're not going to see that anywhere because that's not their job. And a lot of people get confused about that. Okay? They wonder, how come my rents are low? And why don't they raise the rents? And why don't they do this? And why don't they do that? I mean, your lists are long when you look at properties that are managed by other companies. And then it's even worse when you've got companies that are just really bad at it. Okay? That's not what they're in the business to do. And when you have owners that pretty much look at this as just another one of their investments, and to compound that, they don't live in the area. They never get to look at the property. They never really get a check in to see what's going on. It just makes it even worse. So bad for them, good for us. So this is another one of those projects. I think this will be a seven-figure property within, I'd say 16 to 18 months after we take over. It has a lot of great things going for it now. It doesn't need that much effort and scrubbing, so to speak. It really doesn't. It's not far away from where it could potentially be. It's just that property needs somebody in place that knows what it needs to get it to where it needs to be. So, that's a $900,000 property. That's another 24-unit property. So that'll be in the seven figures, I think, in the next 16 to 18 months. So let me recap before I hit number three. First one, 24-unit property. This is 24-unit property A. All two-bedroom units, $920,000 property. We're getting it for $795,000. We're going to be making, $140,000 at closing based on just value. And that doesn't count us working our magic on the property once we take over. So that's property number one. Property number two is another 24 unit that we think is going to be into the seven-figure values. It's going to require a little bit more work than property number one, but it's definitely a candidate to be involved in and a candidate to own simply because of the opportunity that's presented itself that the current owner has given us and the current past management has, that doesn't make sense, the past management has given us on this property. That's another property where you basically make money when you take over, especially in equity. Third investment opportunity is the Heartland Flagship Fund. And for those of you that know the Flagship Fund, the window for the fund to invest in it, we only have two windows a year. That's it. And that's mandated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. March and September are the only times you can invest in this fund. It's not open like a mutual fund where you can put money in anytime. That just kind of tells you how special it is if we only open it up twice a year. Okay. The fund has ownership in over 600 apartment units and about 100,000 square foot of commercial property. So what that tells you is instead of owning your own, say, 24-unit property like I just described, being an owner of that, you can own a part of 660-plus units and, about 100,000 square feet of commercial property if you want. It's another great place to put your money to take advantage of what's going on in the market based on what I just covered where the demand for rentals, from tenants is going, and the demand from investors is going. So, of course, the fund is bigger, much bigger, allows for more diversification. There's a little less risk with the fund, but nonetheless, a great place to invest and a great place to put your money to take advantage of a great real estate investment and owning your own With the fund, you can own your own 100-unit apartment property. We have 168-unit property in the fund. We've got a 60-unit property. We've got a 48-unit property. We've got a 72-unit property. We've got 12-unit properties. We've even got a few single-family homes in there. So your investment to really supercharge your wealth and your income, your investment can be in a portfolio of properties and you own the whole portfolio, or it can be in one property and you own that one property. There's no wrong answer. There's advantages and disadvantages to either one, and happy to discuss those with you at some point in time, and maybe, heck, it might even be another podcast I do. But we can discuss that more if you want to, if you have an interest. So before I let you know what you can do if you're interested in and what we'll do to get information to you, I want to cover just a couple of quick things. Number one, these investments come up. What do I mean, these investments come up? Investments come up when they're ready, not when we're ready. And that really, I'll just say it, pisses me off. I want them to be ready now. I want them all to be ready today so we can take advantage of them today. But they come up when they're ready, not when we're ready. And so the thing to keep in mind is it is really needle in a haystack with these. Okay, so you would have no trouble today opening up your computer, going to, you name a website, seeing an apartment property for sale and buying it. Heck, you can pick up the phone and call your own local real estate agent and say, I want to buy an apartment building, and you could probably have one under contract within 3 to 4 days if you wanted to. It's not difficult to buy an apartment property. It's not hard to invest in an apartment property because there's a ton for sale, right? There's always a ton for sale. But it's the ones that you really want to own that make the difference. Not the ones that you could buy, not the ones that you could invest in, but the ones you want to own and invest in. Big difference. And it's literally needle in a haystack to have these projects available, these opportunities like the flagship fund available, because you just don't see them out there very often. It goes back to the old saying, and you guys know this, if it was that easy, yep, everybody'd be doing it. So I tell you that because we probably screen, I don't know, before we find a property that we really like, we probably look at 25 or 30 before we find one we really like, and that doesn't mean we actually are really, really going to pursue owning it. So it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort and energy to get the ones that make sense. So I'm telling you that because just to give you a little background on kind of what we do behind the scenes. We don't just go out there and just buy something just for the sake of buying it or invest in something. That's silly. We do a lot of work to get projects available that make sense. And for those of you that are invested with us now, and those of you that maybe plan on getting involved with us at some time in the future, you can feel pretty good about that. You can feel really good about that, I hope. So the projects I talked to you about today, I won't bore you with how much time, effort, and energy it took to come up with them, to get them to you, in front of you. But believe me, quite a bit. And that will always continue to be the case. So if you're interested in any of the investments I've talked about today, just simply send me an email. And in the subject line, email just needs to say, hey, Darren, I'm interested in the 24-unit property. I'm interested in the flagship fund. I'm interested in all of them. I'm only interested in the first 24-unit property you talked about, the $795 purchase that's worth $920. The second one's the $900,000 purchase that's going to be over seven figures, in my opinion, and then the flagship fund. I can send all the information to you, or we can send it to you piecemeal, whichever you may want. So how do you get it? You just send me an email, Darren@heartlandinvestmentpartners.com. And by the way, you should have my email address because you're listening to the podcast, and most of the time, not all, in order to get to the podcast, you have to have bumped into my email address somewhere. But for some reason, if you don't have it, darren@heartlandinvestmentpartners.com, and I'll go ahead and get that information. We will have our folks here get that information sent out to you so you can review and see what we're up to. At the very least, it's not a bad idea for you to check out what we're up to. And if you're not ready to get involved in something now, which again, I recommend you do, but if you're not, it's good work, information, study, prep time for when that time does come. That's what it is good for. Okay. All right. That is going to wrap up this week's podcast. Hopefully you liked the little change of pace in talking about the top three opportunities I'm working on. And if you want to take a look at what we're up to, send me an email and I'm happy to send you the information. And if you want to have some discussions about what we're up to, if I can answer any questions, we can have that dialogue as well. And then lastly, again, we will have information in the investment information about qualifications and what you need to know and do in order to be involved in these if you so choose. Okay. Hey, have a great day. Have a great rest of your week, everybody. Talk to you soon. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.